We've got some people on the line, so let's chat for a little bit and discuss what we learned from Dave. What did you get out of that, and how you're going to implement it?
Dave, it's Fred Anderson.
Good morning, Fred Anderson. What a pleasant surprise.
Hey, this is a great surprise. I love your calls. You do a great job.
Thank you.
But can you review one more time number six? I didn't, controlling the check, I didn't really get that.
Well, basically, controlling your check, Dave, I love the way Dave broke it down, that even when it's a humble check, you know, a humble beginning, when it may not be, you know, my first check in Nikon was $17.02, but taking the time to break it down and earmark it so you've got different categories, you know, 50% for taxes and giving, and you just put that aside. And then the other 50%, 25% of it goes back into your business, and then 25% into just whatever you want to do. But really, that breaking it down is not so much important as controlling your check, of taking the time to say, hey, this is what I need to do with it. And ultimately, that'll take you right back to number one, because if your check, for us, you know, if it's not where we want it to be, well, I need to go back to step number one, creating that box. Keep expanding those people, the networking. How many more people can I network with? And I put people in our box all the time that I am scared to death about talking to. And you would think, well, how can you be scared, man? You're a diamond. Well, I'm telling you, these are people that are very successful in their business endeavor. And so I put them in the box, though. And eventually I'm going to contact them.
So, oh, that's great.
You know, but controlling that check right from the get-go, and Dave, I know, is a firm believer in letting Nikon buy your wellness home. Some of us have the opportunity right up front to invest $5,000 into a wellness home, and some of us don't. So with that in mind, when the checks come in, you set aside and say, well, you know, when our checks get a little bigger, this is the next thing we're going to purchase, and you invest that. And the beauty of it, you know, that's a total write-off, 100%, because you're using it for your business. But let Nikon pay for it for you. And
that's even
something that we do today.
So, that's great. Okay. Hey, I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Good to have you on the line, Fred.
You bet. And one other thing. These are these six steps that he was talking about today, but there's the other five that I think I missed from a couple weeks ago. Is that what that was?
The five are enrolling, you know, effective sponsoring. Number one, enroll the person. Number two, products. You know, help them pick out the ones that are going to be the best for them. Three is, as soon as you can, connect them to the library and the quick links, even if you have to do that on the computer and show them, hey, look, we click here, and boom, right here is library and video links. But, you know, we want to show them how to use that. Otherwise, they're going to be calling you all the time. Number four is giving them a rollout. Schedule that rollout. Or if you have time to do it right then. And then six is invite them to a gathering. And that may be back to your home again with a couple other people. Or it may be to a wellness preview, a meeting or an event. I talked to one of our gals in Florida this week. And my folks were there, and they did what they called a progressive dinner, progressive dessert, or whatever, but they had two different homes, or maybe more than two. Maybe it was three. I can't remember. And if Angelique, you're on the phone, I'd love to, if you're on the call, you can jump in here at any point by hitting star six. But one of the gals, she had 11 of her friends there that she'd invited. And, you know, these weren't people that she was even sponsoring, but sometimes the order can get a little bit, you know, exactly out of order. But Angelique shared that, you know, for Emma, she said it was just easy. It's always easier for her to invite people to her own home than it is to another event. Well, that, so be it. You know, go for it. And it works. So, but when you have those five and you even actually take the time to put them on paper, so, and show people, this is what we're going to do, and this is my goal, the five steps that I want to take you through. Because if you, you know, introduce somebody else, you may want to do the same thing. And if not, it's okay. It's okay. But at least they know what they are. So they know what you've done with them. And they can duplicate that.
Keeps it simple.
Yeah, very, very, very simple. And, you know, like Dave mentioned, you know, if a new someone who's looking at doing this as a business builder, they should be able to turn it around and in the first week or so be able to duplicate the same thing with two or three other people. And you're not even part of the process. So then you go from your visible people that you see to invisible people because they're already doing it.
That's great. Hey, I really appreciate it, Vance. Appreciate all you do.
My pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you guys in a few weeks.
Hi, this is Molly Chong. Step 3 and 4 seems not that clear to me. Number 3 is contacting the person and develop a relationship by giving a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 is connecting the consumer. How did we help them to go from a potential friend to a consumer?
Well, I think that's part of building the relationship of asking the question or in showing when we've made contact with them. Let's say last Saturday, Vance has invited McKenna's band teacher over. The gift I gave him was the Beautiful Compensation CD. He listened to it. He said to me on the phone that I found it very interesting. Well, I asked that question while he was sitting in our living room last Saturday. What did you find interesting about it? And he said, you know, Vance, you're probably not going to like what I say. I said, well, it's okay. And he said, you know, what I found interesting about it was that this could have been for any company or any product. And I said, yeah, you know, it probably could have been. Well, I took that information, and my next step was, well, I want to show him what makes Nikan products so incredibly unique that that CD could not be for any other company's products. And so we just went through the home, and I showed him, and I demonstrated on all the different products. And I, you know, did strength tests on him. I did the chlorine test on the water. He could not believe it, how quickly and how effective it was. So at this point, he sent me an email 2 days later and said, you know, at this point, I'm gonna pass. He doesn't even want to be a consumer, and that's okay, because he's still in my box. I can go back to him, and, you know, I'll put a little note on there. I said, you know, the water demonstration was the biggest one for him. And I can go back and say, hey, you know, you guys ready to, or have you given it any more thought? Because I see him all the time. You know, he's a friend of ours. But 4, connecting the consumers, and then 5, connecting the business builders, is they'll weed themselves. Like Dave said, they'll tell you who they are. And I understand what you're saying, Molly, is, you know, how do we go from building that relationship and that rapport and segue Nikan right in? When it's right, it's right, and it'll come part of it. This week I'm having lunch, one of the 3 that I picked out of our box, I'm having lunch with a gentleman who used to be a silver, and I would like to, you know, utilizing the amnesty program, bring him back on board, but that's entirely up to him. But we just want to get together because he's a great friend, and because of our lifestyle and his lifestyle, we don't cross paths that often. But at least every 6 months we try and do lunch. And I'll admit it's been longer than 6 months since we last connected.
Mm-hmm.
But we enjoy just conversing. We enjoy spending time together. So, you know, we may get together on Wednesday and nothing may come out of it. And that's okay. Because, again, we need to be networkers, not network marketers. We need to have fun building the network. Because we never know who that's going to lead us to.
Yeah, so this step takes time and takes a person's caring for the new people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's really very demanding.
the thing is it so hard connecting with people, spending time with them? getting to know them a little better. Because when people see that we're more concerned about them rather than selling them something, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, it is the time aspect. Who do you give your time to? So that oftentimes is my problem.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, great question. Thank you, Molly. Got a few more minutes left if anybody else wants to chime in here. And I'm also curious from folks, I know this is helpful information because of what it's done for us, but how are you going to, you know, maybe tweak something, implement it, you know, this week, what Dave shared? Anybody else on the line? All right.
Let me go get my box, Dan.
Get your box. You know, and I'm still looking for my box. I shared, I've just got a stack of cards on my desk, but the thing is, if I want to grab them and take them with me, if we're going out of town, I just throw a rubber band around. I don't have to take the box because it's not quite thick enough yet.
You know, I finally find the box that Dave Stove was talking about. That can hold 1,000 cards. That comes into something looks like a shoebox.
Uh-huh.
I got it from the stable.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only container that can put 1,000 cards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is you can either separating by in alphabetical order is one way, or you can separate them by date. I mean, there's a good effective way to separate them would be to both alphabetize them so you can remember where they're at, but then also a separate part of the box maybe up front is just have a 1 through 31, and so that if you made contact with somebody, that portion of the box, it's really handy to say, well, how about I call you next Thursday? Well, figure out what next Thursday's date is, or you could even do Monday through Friday, or you know, Sunday to Saturday, whatever. But having a system so that you can quickly glance, say, okay, that's right, who was I supposed to contact this week? Well, run through real quick and see, okay, I told Tim I'd call him back on Thursday. Well, you can just quickly, you know, look through the Sunday through Saturday files, or Saturday, however you want to do it, and see that, oh, yeah, that's right, I'm supposed to call so-and-so on that date. So it's already in the right spot.
John, I didn't get the call back.
So it makes it simpler. So.
Hey, Dan.
Yes?
This is June.
Go ahead, June.
I wanted to just give a little tip, kind of along the same lines, but if you go to your home sites, and you go to order processing, and then you go to tracking,
mm-hmm.
Goes back about 6 years of all the different customers and people, including your own orders. And I did that this week, and I wrote down the names and phone numbers of people that I have not been in touch with lately.
Give us again those steps to seeing those.
You go to your home site, what I call my home office site.
Okay.
And then you go to order processing, and then you go to product tracking or order tracking.
Order.
And I peer.
Or is it product tracking or order tracking?
It's I think it's order and product
tracking. Order tracking.
Order tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the company keeps those records for about 5 or 6 years and go all the way back.
Beautiful.
And what I did, and it was the names of people that the product was shipped to.
Uh-huh.
And so today, or not today, but this week, I just took a little time and I went through that. And I wrote down phone numbers and names of people I haven't been in touch with lately.
Great.
And I called some of them. And guess what? I got a couple orders. I got a couple people interested in the business. And it's just another tool of people you may have forgotten about over the past 4 or 5 years.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. And there's always the need.
To your box.
Yeah, going right back. In the box can take on many different forms. And then the nice thing is that Nikan's always going to be doing something. Like this month, I've contacted a few people and said, hey, it'd be a great time to, you know, stock up on some insoles because you're going to get a free mini for every pair you buy. You know, it's almost a $20 retail product for free. I mean, you can't go wrong there. So, yeah, utilizing it. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. Glad you. Hopefully, this was beneficial to you as it was to me. And look forward to chatting with you next Saturday. I know what Stacy is going to share next Saturday is going to be really, really helpful as far as mentally and emotionally getting things in check when it comes to our bodies and getting them into the shape and size that God intended for us. So have a fantastic weekend and take advantage of the last week of the double PV for the double points for Cancun. Maximize that to my benefit and have a great week, and we'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man.